Welcome this week to another edition of MyMaleSexuality.com's News on the Web. This week, we're looking at reading female signals. Very interesting topic that has stymied men for generations. So, you think women are hard to figure out? Are you constantly left wondering what they're thinking? And if it might involve you? Well, when it comes to deciphering signals of sexual interest, you are in luck, my friend, as the following article will discuss these matters in detail. Why is it, when this subject has been studied for literally thousands of years, that most of us are still clueless about the level of female interest in us, despite the fact women may give out over 50 clear signals indicating exactly that? You'd think nothing would be easier than figuring this out, right? Well, unfortunately, these signals are often subtle. It's not like the women turn bright red when you catch their eye, or do they? Given the correct information, you should readily be able to discern whether or not the object of your desire is feeling similarly interested in you. Here are some of the telltale signs in general order of occurrence. Eye contact is your first clue. You can generally tell which women in the room are potentially interested in pursuing some form of male companionship by how they take in the situation. Women who are interested often scan the room upon entering in a broad sweep over the course of a couple of minutes, gradually focusing in on prospective partners. If a woman gazes at you for about 3 seconds and then looks away repeatedly, often in sets of three, it may be generally construed as initial interest. Then again, you have to pay attention to the context. If she's looking at you because you're making a fool of yourself, chances are it's just curiosity as to who is this idiot. If her facial expression is relaxed, or even better, smiling, and she begins to look for longer periods, you can infer that she is indeed curious for the right reason. Number two, parading is another behavior that is often seen among females looking for a mate. This involves the woman, or small group of women, walking across the bar using posture which emphasizes their breasts and buttocks. They will generally exaggerate their hip movements and additionally often appear oblivious to the man they are trying to attract. That is, until she gets to where she is going and then turns around to gauge the effectiveness of her display. If you notice parading, pay close attention to which male she looks at first after she has finished her journey. If it's you, you may be in luck. Number three. Other nonverbal clues include the hair toss, eyebrow flash, licking the lips, and exposing the neck with her head tilted at about 45 degrees to the man she's actually interested in. Also, applying lipstick, smiling, giggling, and pouting are common behaviors exhibited by females desirous of male companionship. Additionally, you may look for these telltale signals. Women will often appear very animated in conversations with their friends, using plenty of arm and hand gestures when they are trying to attract some attention. They may also hike their skirt slightly or smooth their clothing unnecessarily in an effort to draw a particular man's eye. Once you've determined that this initial nonverbal communication has been successful, you have to make the next move, although ideally she may surprise you and make it first. This is the moment we all have trouble with, crossing the gulf between yourself and the woman in whom you are interested. Here are a few tips on how best to accomplish this in the most common of scenarios, the bar. Of course, you can ask the woman you are interested in to dance, but this is often not an effective way to determine her receptiveness to your advances, as most women will accept regardless of their level of interest. It is almost always better to ask a woman to dance after you've gotten to know her a little, should the situation permit. If the place is crowded, and hopefully not too noisy, and people have to approach the bartender to obtain a drink, you may want to position yourself such that she must approach your location when she orders her next beverage. Women aren't stupid. They'll see you there, and they'll take the bait if they are interested. When she approaches, you have many options, but which you choose at this point will determine your chance for success. If you hand her a cheesy line, you'll probably find, unless she's a cheesy woman, you'll crash and burn. Here's something you can try. If she's wearing something of interest, comment on it, as long as it will allow for a conversational segue. An example of this happened to me just yesterday. A woman approached me at the bar who was wearing a hat with a Gibson Guitar Company logo on it. I began with, "Cool hat." She smiled and said thanks, to which I responded, "Do you play guitar?" This opened things up and gave her an excuse to remain and continue the conversation, instead of feeling awkward about some compliment from a total stranger. Make certain you have something to talk about, whatever the topic, which will let her know that you are interested, but not seem like a psycho stalker or a bumbling idiot. Make sure the subject matter is of sufficient merit to continue the conversation beyond the first minute. Saying hi there without having something else to follow with will be met with a hi, an awkward silence, and a hasty retreat by the female in question. Be casual, but not indifferent. While you don't want to scare her off with overt enthusiasm at the outset, you want to ensure that she knows you're not talking to her for the good of your health either. As your conversation progresses, it's time to start looking for more signals. You will notice that as interest increases, your body positions will gradually shift from a V-shape, with your shoulders facing outward from each other at a 45-degree angle from the bar, to a direct face-to-face stance with your shoulders parallel. As the conversation continues, you'll be able to further gauge interest by noticing whether she leans in towards you or not, and whether her hand gestures are predominantly made with her palms open and facing upward. These are often clear indications of openness to your attentions. Interested women will additionally often idly play with their hair, jewelry, drinking glass, or some other inanimate object within their reach while they are speaking to you. If this is the case, you may find you will soon be moving on to the next stage, touching. A quote made famous on the Discovery Channel program, The Sex Files, goes, "I always touch a man incidentally, never accidentally." This physical contact is generally made seemingly to emphasize a point during laughter at the end of a joke or at some other innocent moment in the conversation. This is almost never an accident, and therefore, over the course of your interaction, you should pay close attention to any touch she might make on your body. If you are standing, she may touch your forearm, or more overtly, put her arm around your shoulders. If you are sitting, you'll often find she may start with touching your forearm and move to your knee and thigh as she becomes more interested. Footsies are also commonly female-initiated activities. Of course, overt touching, including a woman placing your hand in her lap or patting your buttocks, are certainly clear enough indications of interest that we don't have to discuss them further. The next choice you are faced with is when you should attempt a kiss. Be sure to visit mymalesexuality.com for a fantastic article on exactly this subject, both seizing the right moment and employing good technique. As you can see, if you closely observe what women are telling you as they utilize a variety of nonverbal cues, you'll certainly be more effectively able to gauge their receptiveness to your advances. So before you make a total ass of yourself with someone who's not interested, or worse, miss out on an opportunity to connect with a wonderful woman, study these behaviors and attempt to spot them the next time you're in your favorite nightclub. You may be surprised to find them directed at you. The proceeding was brought to you by MyMalesexuality.com. Stop by anytime or visit our sister site at MyFemalesexuality.com.